Hi, everybody, and welcome once again to English for You. I'm Joe.
And I'm Mike.
Yesterday on the program, we were talking about war.
Yes, we were.
But not actually talking about the fighting
part
of war, not so much. We were talking more about the cuisine, the unique dishes that can come out of wartime.
War is delicious.
We talked about the croissant, which both Mike and I assumed was French.
Oh!
Just because of the name. It's
right.
A French name.
Yeah.
But it comes from Austria.
That's right.
And it was inspired by Austria's war with the Ottoman Turks.
Mm-hmm. It's
the
true.
Shape of it, even, the kind of backward C or the crescent moon
is
inspired by the Islamic symbol.
There you go.
So, all news to me. I didn't know any of that. We're going to learn some more facts today about some different dishes that come out of wartime. As we said yesterday, war forces people to become creative, because especially with food, because ingredients are scarce.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a lot, so they have to do more with what they have. Let's find out how some other peoples around the world did more with less and came up with some great tasting dishes. We'll read through the article, then we'll be right back.
Bang.
Reading.
Wartime food. Cuisine created in tough times. Another popular dish created during wartime is boudé jjigae. It's a soup that contains a mix of American and Korean ingredients. This includes items like hot dogs, spam, kimchi, and gochujang. Quite often, instant noodles, vegetables, and American cheese will be tossed in the pot to spice up the dish. Boudé jjigae was invented in Seoul during the Korean War. The name means army stew in Korean. During the war, there wasn't enough food, so Koreans had to eat whatever was available. They would combine leftovers from the U.S. Army with local foods. Although the war ended long ago, boudé jjigae remains a hot item in South Korea. The city of Wijongbu, located near Seoul, is known for its delicious boudé jjigae. Visitors can find streets filled with restaurants that specialize in making boudé jjigae. This clever dish proves that, in the worst of times, humans are capable of creating some amazing things.
Today's article begins by saying another popular dish created during wartime is boudé jjigae.
Boudé jjigae!
My Korean is not great.
I like boudé jjigae.
In fact, I don't speak it at all, so I hope
either.
I'm saying that right.
But I eat it.
But I do eat Korean food.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Korean food, it's usually quite spicy, which I enjoy.
It's a lot of meat.
It's a lot of meat involved, which I enjoy. Now, it's a soup that contains a mix of American and Korean ingredients.
That's
right. It contains something. If something contains something, it means it has things inside of it. So we often talk about dishes containing different things, and they contain ingredients. Ingredients are the different things that go into food. Like you're making cookies, so you need, flour, water, sugar, butter, milk, all those kinds of things. Those are all ingredients, but this contains a mix of American and Korean ingredients. So does this go back to like the Korean War?
The Korean War, 1951 to
53? 50 to 53? Early 1950s.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Let's say that. So this was a time when the United States went over to kind of intervene in the war between what later became North and South Korea.
That's right. The United Nations went over, America, Britain, but many other countries, to fight North Korea and not China. China was not there. They weren't fighting there.
That's what they say.
They were. Anyways, it was a long, ugly, and ultimately very depressing war. It went on for a long time. A lot of people died, and nothing happened. North and South Korea are still there.
And they're still at war.
They still don't really like each other. They're still at war.
Technically.
But we got some good food out of it.
Hooray.
So that was the one of the best things that happened from the Korean War. And boudé jjigae is probably one of the more well-known moon. Very popular today. I like eating it during the winter. It's a great big meal to warm you up because there's so much good stuff inside. Let's have a look at some of these ingredients that budae jjigae might contain. It says this includes items like hot dogs, spam, kimchi, and gochujang.
Gochujang. That thing.
I will gochujang.
Okay,
thank
yes.
You.
Gochujang.
Thank you. I went to Jung.
Oh, good.
Yes.
How was it?
It was delicious.
Excellent.
Yeah, so you throw all of this stuff into a pot, basically. As they said, it's like a soup, and there's all sorts of wonderful things. If you like meat, there's the spam and the hot dogs. The spiciness, of course, comes from the kimchi, but that's not all.
That's not all. It says, quite often, instant noodles,
yes,
vegetables, and American cheese,
I did that,
will
yeah.
be tossed in the pot
yes.
to spice up the dish.
It's true.
Instant here. Instant means right away.
Mm.
It just happens right now. Instant noodles, of course, are noodles that you can make very quickly. You have the noodles, you have your boiling water,
mm-hmm.
put them together,
mm-hmm.
it's ready to eat.
And that's, if you're thirsty, maybe you want some instant coffee.
Instant coffee. It's just the powder that you put in your hot
coffee.
Water. Instant coffee. So we often talk about instant foods,
yeah.
foods that you can make very, very quickly.
Sure.
But if something happens in an instant, it just means it happens very, very quickly, right away. So you can have instant noodles, vegetables, American cheese. We toss them in the pot. Toss means kind of to throw something,
mm-hmm.
kind of without care for where it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in this case, you want it to go in the pot.
Absolutely.
It just means to put something in the pot.
Yes. Now, American cheese, you don't actually say, hey, cheese, where are you from?
America?
Okay, you can go in
Wisconsin.
There. No, it's not that kind of cheese. It's that orange cheese that you put on hamburgers, right? It's sort of cheese. It's also some other things, but it's very, very cheap. So you can throw it or toss it into the pot to spice up the dish. When we spice things up, we make them more exciting. In this case, we also make it more flavorful, more delicious. So it's not just boring old noodles and soup. It's much more exciting than that. And it says, yes, budae jjigae was invented in Seoul during the Korean War.
There we go.
All right, so the soldiers are busy fighting. They don't have time or even a place to go and have a delicious meal. They have to make it where they are. And the name means army stew in Korean. So there you go. It's an army stew. What is a stew? It's basically like a very thick soup. With a stew, you might not chop everything up very, very small. You might throw in, you know, squares of carrot and chunks of beef and cook it all for a very long time. So all the flavors mix together. It's simple. It's cheap because you can throw in anything, but it's very warm and filling and something soldiers would love to have, especially in freezing North Korea or South Korea during the war.
That's right. We often describe stew as being very hearty.
Hearty?
Hearty just means, you know, it's a nice big meal. It fills you up. It's good food to make you feel kind of strong and full.
And you can make it in one pot.
You can make it in a pot. It's easy to make.
Yep.
Now, during the war, there wasn't enough food, so Koreans had to eat whatever was available. Yes, as we've discussed, food often becomes very scarce or rare.
Yeah.
During wartime, it's not easy to get because, of course, people are fighting everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's dangerous to go outside and, you know, farms get destroyed because of all the bombs dropping and the soldiers trampling over everything.
Mm-hmm.
So there's less food, so you have to kind of make do with what you have. You kind of just take everything. You say, okay, we've got a bunch of random ingredients. What can we make? And they just try to make something out of all these random different things.
Absolutely. The people really did suffer in Korea during this terrible war.
Mm-hmm.
But what they would do is, it says they would combine leftovers from the U.S. Army with local food. So they would get foods from the American soldiers when they had extra. They might eat the food that the soldiers in the American Army bases hadn't finished. And then, of course, that wouldn't be enough for all of the poor, starving Korean people. So they'd combine it, or they'd mix it together with local foods. That's where the kimchi and the gochujang, that's where that comes from. So find some Korean vegetables, get a little bit of American meat, throw it all together, and hopefully then you will have enough food for yourself. Yeah, to combine is to mix things together. If you have a cup of coffee and you put in some milk and some sugar, you don't just drink it right away. No, of course, you get a spoon and you mix it, or you combine it all together so it becomes one new thing where everything is all mixed up. And leftovers, well, that's the food that is
left over
when you haven't finished your food. If you order a big pizza at night, you might have a few pieces left over. So you'd say, hey, do you want to have pizza leftovers for lunch tomorrow? And everyone would say, yay! Because that way you don't throw away food and you eat the food that you didn't finish earlier.
That's right. You don't want to be wasteful with the food and throw
no,
it out.
No, no.
You save it in the fridge. You can enjoy it later.
Yep.
Now, although the war ended long ago, budae jjigae remains a hot item in South Korea.
Yeah.
If something remains, it means it is still there. It's hanging around. So we're going back to the early 1950s when this was invented.
Yeah.
But it remains today. It's still there in South Korea, and it's a hot item. If something is a hot item, it doesn't mean literally like it's hot, 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 hot. You can't touch it. It just means that it is popular.
Yes.
It's a lot of people still want it. In this case, people will still order it at restaurants. It's still available to get, or people might still even make it at home. Okay?
Yeah,
it's,
sure.
In other words, it's an item that sells very well. A hot item is our shortcut for you for today. So let's take a closer look at this phrase.
Shortcut for you.
You know, this is usually my favorite store, but are you sure these don't look silly?
What are you talking about? These glasses look great. Besides, they're supposed to be a hot item for fall.
I'm not concerned about being able to keep me warm. I want to make sure these don't make me look crazy.
A hot item won't keep you warm. It's an item that sells very well.
So a hot item means 抢手货,热销品.
You got it. Plus, these are on sale for today only.
You know, I'll think about it. Maybe we could get you a hot item too. Well, we got this. These wigs have been selling well.
That was our shortcut for you, all about a hot item. So that dish is still sells very well today. Now, let's talk about another city, the city of Ijeongbu.
Wow, that was excellent. Do you speak Korean?
I do not. We had to consult our local Korean expert on that one. Ijeongbu.
Thank you, Mr. Kim.
Located near Seoul, the South Korean capital, is known for its delicious budae jjigae.
I did not know that.
So it's known for that. If something is located somewhere, we're just talking about where it is. Its location on the map. So it's near Seoul. You might not be familiar with that particular city, but everybody knows Seoul. It's the capital city.
Sure.
Now, what are we going to next?
Yes, if you go to Ijeongbu, what will you find? It says visitors can find streets filled with restaurants that specialize in making budae jjigae.
Wow.
It's like the place to go. If you like, you know, musicals, you go to Broadway. If you like art, you go to Paris. If you like budae jjigae, you go to
Ijeongbu,
thank you very much. And the streets there will be filled with shops. Basically, if something is filled with something, that means there are many in that place. You know, you could say, hey, the department store is filled with shoe stores. There are many shoe stores in that department store. So if you like shoes, you go there. If you like budae jjigae, you go to Ijeongbu, and they specialize in this. If you specialize, that means that is your focus. That is the thing you are really, really good at, the thing that you have spent most of your time becoming a master in. So many restaurants will specialize in certain things. Yes, they might have other things on the menu, but the thing that everyone there goes for, the thing that the fans really love about that place, that's what they specialize in. That's the thing they are specialists, to use the noun, they are specialists of.
Now, this clever dish proves that in the worst of times, humans are capable of creating some amazing things.
They are.
Yes, so in wartime, people just have to make the best of everything. Mm-hmm. It's obviously a terrible time. People are fighting. People are dying. Mm-hmm. But, you know, people have to carry on.
Life goes on.
With their lives. It says it proves that they are capable of doing something. If you are capable of doing something, it means you are able to do it. You have that ability. So, in times of war, people do have the ability to come up with some very creative dishes, even some delicious ones, and dishes that are still enjoyed decades after that particular war might actually end.
Mm-hmm.
Just like in the case of the Korean War. We're now 60-something years
after
the war.
70 years later.
Almost 70 years later, people are still enjoying budae jjigae in South Korea. If you happen to visit there in Uijeongbu, something like
very
that,
good.
You can go and give that dish a try. See how it is. We're almost out of time on the program today. Before we leave you, though, let's have our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
So as we learned today, if you're a clever chef, a creative chef, mm-hmm. or just a really hungry person
yes.
without many choices,
mm-hmm.
you can do a lot with leftovers.
Yes.
It's not just garbage. It's not just stuff you throw away or feed to the pigs. You can actually eat it, and if you can find something cool and clever and special to do with it, it might even be delicious. So, Joe!
Yes.
What's your favorite thing to make with leftovers that you might have lying around in your kitchen?
If I have leftovers in the fridge, like a bunch of odds and ends,
mm-hmm.
I do like to make something we talked about today, stew.
A stew?
Because a stew can be anything.
That's true.
Anything can go in the stew. You throw mm-hmm. it in your crock pot, usually
mm-hmm.
you make it in. It's just something that steams it all together.
Mm-hmm.
And the results are mixed.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's good. Usually it's pretty good. You have to work pretty hard to mess up a stew.
Okay.
Or soup.
Or soup, that's good too.
You just throw everything in the pot, you boil it up, you got your meat, you got your vegetables, put it all together. Usually it's pretty good. I'm not the best chef, but I can definitely make do when I have leftovers. But what about you? What do you make if you've got a bunch of random stuff in the fridge left over? What's going to be on for dinner?
Well, stew would be good.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be good. As you said, a soup could be good. You could use some of the things to make a sauce for some pasta if you have some rice or noodles or something lying around. But that's a really good tip, is just use as much as you have. A lot of these flavors can mix very well together. Maybe a little bit of salt and pepper, a few spices. But really, if you let it sit and cook for a while, you can really enjoy a stew. And the good thing about a stew is you can save a lot of money because you can buy the cheaper types of meat.
Yes.
Because once you let it cook for a long time, you don't want to put a steak in there.
It doesn't really matter.
No. It's a very good, affordable way to eat, as you said, a delicious, hearty meal.
Sometimes I make random sandwiches.
Random sandwiches?
Yeah, like just with whatever
Randwiches.
I've got. Randwiches. Yes.
Okay.
Just whatever I've got in the fridge, I'll mix up different things. Like, I've got some peanut butter. That's how I think people came up with these peanut butter burgers.
Oh, okay.
That I thought would be disgusting.
I heard, good. I heard about your butter and ketchup sandwich.
Yeah, that was not so good.
No, that was good.
That was a fail.
No,
that was
oh, and there was that. What was that, lemon and salad dressing?
Another fail.
Yeah,
yes.
That wasn't so
you
good.
Know, you,
oh, and the toothpaste and orange juice.
Yeah, this is getting embarrassing.
Toothpaste
isn't even a food. I don't know what I was thinking there. But yeah,
the leftover.
You can experiment. Just be careful and remember that you might have some success, but you might have some failures as well. But it's good not to waste the leftovers. We're out of time for the program today. We hope you've enjoyed it.
So hungry.
We're both hungry. We're going to go eat. Maybe you will too. Until the next edition of English for You, I'm Joe.
I'm Mike.
Goodbye.
See ya.
Wartime food, cuisine created in tough times. Another popular dish created during wartime is budae jjigae. It's a soup that contains a mix of American and Korean ingredients. This includes items like hot dogs, spam, kimchi, and gochujang. Quite often, instant noodles, vegetables, and American cheese will be tossed in the pot to spice up the dish. Budae jjigae was invented in Seoul during the Korean War. The name means army stew in Korean. During the war, there wasn't enough food, so Koreans had to eat whatever was available. They would combine leftovers from the U.S. Army with local foods. Although the war ended long ago, budae jjigae remains a hot item in South Korea. The city of Uijeongbu, located near Seoul, is known for its delicious budae jjigae. Visitors can find streets filled with restaurants that specialize in making budae jjigae. This clever dish proves that, in the worst of times, humans are capable of creating some amazing things.
Vocabulary Review.
Contain. This large box contains books that my grandfather left for me. Instant. Instant orange juice was first used by people in outer space because they couldn't take oranges with them. Toss. The child and his father practiced tossing the baseball together in the yard. Combine. Greg combined peanut oil and butter to make a sauce for the dish he was preparing. Remain. The treasure lying on the ocean floor remained untouched for hundreds of years. Locate. The king told his men to locate the new castle at the top of a large hill.